I think we must start now. We are five. I think we are parading in order to proceed with our meeting. And we are behind time. And welcome back. I just believe that we all have our programs in front of us. It's only one item. Can I check if there's something that we need to add there? But bearing in mind the time from now until 14 hours where we're supposed to be in the house. Thanks. Are we fine with the program?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's continue. Members, we are all welcome and happy new year. This is our first meeting in 2020. We last met in 2019. So you are all welcome. Hope that you are all well. I just want to comment on one issue before we start with the meeting. The matter happened during SONA. It was just an unfortunate. But I just want to thank the president because he ended up apologizing to the nation. I think the incident happened there was uncalled for. As multi-party women caucus, I think we need to take our stand. We know very well that as multi-party women caucus, we're not here to represent our political parties, but to represent women of South Africa. So whatever happens in this parliament concerning women, I think all of us, we need to stand firm and talk against those issues. Thank you very much, members. Mandy, do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chairperson, we have five apologies. That's from Ms. Kopane, Ms. Seke, Ms. Nkomo, and Ms. Ndaba. And Ms. Tomelang, sorry.
How many are they?
It's five apologies, Chair.
Five apologies. Do we accept them? We have five apologies. Thanks. I just believe that by knocking your hand, you are saying we accept.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We proceed with our meeting. The item that we have is the draft first term program consideration. Mandy, can you deal with the item?
Thank you, Chairperson. The draft program was drawn up in line with the outcomes of previous meetings and resolutions made by the committee, or decisions made by the committee. We compiled it, but the program is also subject to certain changes as the parliamentary program changes. I'll start with the 4th of March. The items, I'm just going to list the items. For the 4th of March, we have a steering committee where the committee can discuss the establishment of a parliamentary committee on gender-based violence and the possible requests that can come from the multi-party women's caucus to establish such a body. Our content advisor and researcher will also present on the broad focus areas that were adopted by the committee, as well as its link to the State of the Nation address. The following meeting will be the briefing by our content advisor on the implementation of the National Assembly resolution relating to the exploitation of women and young girls in religious and cultural settings that was passed by the National Assembly of the 5th Parliament, also is support to female MPs and discussion on the establishment of a daycare centre in Parliament. On the 11th of March, it is a steering committee just to in preparation for the steering committee of the 12th, which will be a briefing by the interim steering committee on the progress made with the national strategic plan and establishment of a structure and the emergency response action plan. The next meeting on the 19th, our next meeting of the 19th, will just be the steering committee briefing by the Department of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities on the framework on gender responsive planning, budgeting, monitoring and evaluation and auditing. That would be the end of our term.
Okay, thank you very much, Mindy. I think our first meeting or steering committee meeting in March, it will be on the 4th. And I've just received something that will take place on the 4th year in Parliament. There is an invitation about the National Gender Machinery Summit. So I want to also to look into that as the steering committee, whether we'll be attending to that or we'll be having the steering committee, because I don't think we'll have the two at the same date. If we want to do things correctly, we need to make sure that we deal with one. It's either we're attending this one, the invite of National Gender Machinery, or we have the steering committee. How are we going to deal with this? Thanks. Honorable Semenya. To answer directly on the question raised by Honorable Semenya is the Deputy Chairperson of NCOP, Honorable Lucas. Is there a follow-up, Honorable Semenya? Yes, you are noted.
You know, my observation and my problem with the Office of the Deputy Chairperson, it's like they were running a parallel program. Every now and then, when we have a program, there is another program this side, and we must be hijacked to that program. So I want to, I'm not saying we should not proceed with the process, but I want the situation where you should convene the deputy chairperson. If you want to run the multi-party, you must tell us so that we cannot have parallel, because this is a, to men, it shows a division of women in parliament. You'd remember we had the multi-party caucus. As we were closing the multi-party caucus, we then said we must have a meeting. Then there was an invite for us to go outside and do the machinery. The portfolio committee on women had its own program. That doesn't show the maturity. So I want to appeal that chair, convene the deputy chair, and put our worries on the table that this does not show the leadership of women. My view is that gender machinery is a structure that affects all of us. Therefore, the process must take all of us on board in time, and we must, as we approach constituency or communities, there should be a clear understanding of members of parliament talking to the community with one voice.
Thank you very much, Honorable Semenya.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would like to concur with the sentiments raised by the Honorable Semenya. I think our biggest concern is that, you know, women in parliament often don't speak with one voice. And I don't think I would have received this unless it came to this forum. My second point would be, I note that it's an entire day of a conference. This will, for example, clash with my and your portfolio committee on social development. So my view would be that members who are available to go should go, but that we don't postpone our steering committee on that day, which is only for an hour anyway, because the item that is listed there for me, the discussion around the establishment of a parliamentary committee to deal with gender-based violence, is very important. Because also the year is, we're almost now going towards March, and then it will be April, it will be another recess. So I think it's an important item that we cannot just park for a later stage. So I don't think we should say that we are postponing our steering committee meeting to attend this. I think members who are free would be able to go, and then we proceed with our work. That is my view.
Thank you very much, Honorable Van der Merwe. Honorable members, are we agreeing that we're not postponing? We'll be having our steering committee meeting on the 4th of March. And the other issue is that I have to engage the deputy chairperson of NCOP in connection with the gender machinery issues. Thanks.
Chair, in terms, I've realized that he has been given responsibility to run women, youth and disability program. But when it regards to women issues, we would want to work with her, therefore his program must be collaborative with our program so that we move with one voice.
I agree with you, Honorable Sminya. I think in our deliberations, what we need to talk about is for her to come and present the programs that she had in her office concerning women issues. Then we take it from there. Thanks. Honorable Majek.
Chairperson, I'm sorry I came in late. I went to the wrong point. I've just briefly browsed through the communication to try and actually catch up with what you're actually talking about. But my biggest worry also is precedence. It's a pity because the date is the 4th and there isn't too much time. In actual fact, we're supposed to actually object to the 4th because we have been given a mandate as a multi-party women's caucus to be the ones that drives the agenda for women in parliament. And if there could be any other structure that is actually doing it for us, it might actually be also a motion of no confidence in the women's caucus that we're not doing it. I mean, this whole thing about the national gender machinery is part of our plan, our strategy. It's going to confuse our business because we don't know what outcomes are going to actually be reached in a summit of this nature. Somehow, I don't know. Maybe let's leave it to your desk so that you can actually take into consideration the opinions that have been expressed here. See how we can best do damage control in a way that is a little bit decent. You know, there shouldn't be any fight. But at the same time, my biggest worry is precedence. If this happens, obviously, it's possible that some of the other matters that are part of the strategy of the Women's Caucus, we might find somebody else actually dealing with them at our exclusion. And I don't know why at the point of planning didn't they think about involving the steering committee of the multi-party Women's Caucus, because in a fair world, in a fair world that actually embraces democratic principles, this is how people think. The minute they start thinking of something, the minute they start planning about something, they start thinking of the relevant stakeholders. And the relevant stakeholders actually put in the same meeting with them. So there has been planning. This is now just about to happen. And now we are being invited. And we must come and support it, which is about something that is our mandate. This is squarely and purely our mandate. And maybe if we've got to go, we're going to have to see how we can actually turn this whole thing around at the summit so that you take over, because it's your process. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. You want to add something?
Yeah, just to add on,
because I see at the end she says, we genuinely wish that a delegation be sent to honor our event. Now, the point here is that you are a elected chairperson of a standalone committee that looks into women's issues. So I find it interesting that she would only ask you to come and observe, almost observe you know, the happenings of the day, which for me, I mean, I would have thought that this letter would have indicated that she wanted you to be a co-chairperson or a person driving some of the discussions, or but just to ask you to send a delegation to observe the event, I think is not acceptable. So we must also just raise that as a concern, almost rendering you as a bystander. So I really take exception to that.
Can we close the matter and stick to the program? I really understand it's out of hand. We need to engage her. The program must come back to the multi-party women's caucus. Much as we can deliberate, but the issue is, it's out of hand. But I think I'm still going to engage her. I'll call her to come, and if there is something in future, she must come to the steering committee. We plan together. As yes, we can plan together if there is something that she wants to be seen, taken care of as a gender missionary.
No, Chair, I was just thinking that we should involve the speaker in the discussion, because it's another house, and even though the multi-party in campus all the house, and it's affecting the chairperson's office. So in our case, we need, even if we can be able to discuss with the speaker and ask the speaker to convene the chair for you, and then you discuss at that level, being three, so that there must be that understanding and raise the concern as we raise the chair. I wanted just to add that.
Thank you very much. Noted. Can we proceed? This was on page 3. Page 4. Is there something that you want to correct there or to add on page 4? Are we all fine with page 4? Can we proceed to page 5? Honorable Suminya?
Briefing on gender responsive planning, budget monitoring and evaluation and auditing. You remember we said, women said we needed a workshop for women to understand, because we don't have to take advantage that, assume that everybody understands what is gender responsive budget. So we said that we need a workshop, and for me to have a briefing before the workshop, it will disadvantage most of the women. So we should have a workshop on the gender responsive budgeting and planning and monitoring and evaluation before that briefing.
Okay, I think we did talk about the issue of the workshop. When do you think it will be a best date to have that workshop?
Can I propose, Chair, on one day that we're supposed to have multi-party women from maybe started from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, yeah.
I've been advised that on the 12th of March, yes, I think it's the first day of our full caucus in March. Are we agreeing that instead of having a full caucus, we have a workshop? The 12th, yes.
Sorry, Chair, I'm just looking at page 4, where it's the 12th of March, and on that day we're supposed to have a briefing by the Interim Steering Committee on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide on the National Strategic Plan and the Emergency Response Action Plan, and I think that's very important, because they haven't come to the Committee of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. They haven't come to the Multi-Party Women's Caucus. And so essentially Parliament hasn't heard from the Interim Steering Committee. And I think it's very important that we get the briefing by the Interim Steering Committee, because we need to know what the NSP and how far the implementation is. Because right now, if we don't have any information, we can't give information to our constituencies who's asking us about the emergency reaction plan, because essentially we don't have any information. So it would be, I would suggest that we keep that and we look at another date for a workshop, because this is very important.
I think we need to look into the two, the workshop and this one. I do believe that a lot of women, we don't know what's happening, or we don't know our mandate in the multi-party women's caucus. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I just want to put this first to say, I think even the workshop is more important for us to understand exactly what is expected out of us. Thanks, Honorable Semenya and Honorable Fandamerbe, I've seen your hand.
No, Chair, I think if we have listened to the Women's Caucus, the important thing that women have raised is that let's workshop ourselves and understand our role and how we're going to respond to the issues that affect women. For me, the workshop is a priority. And it will not be helpful to even to receive that report without that the content that we want to achieve from that workshop, because we will not be able to engage with those people who are running the steering committee, except just to talk, because usually as politicians, we just want to engage and talk. But if we would understand the tools and analysis of gender-responsive budgeting, we would then be able to engage better ourselves.
Chairperson, I agree that the workshop's important, but I also want to agree with the Honourable Sharif that the presentation by this Interim Steering Committee is important. So would a solution not be to maybe take the presentation by the Steering Committee in the morning, so that we just get the data at least and see what progress have been made, and that we go into a workshop straight after to utilize the time? Or even, if we could, set aside the Friday, which is the 13th, for the workshop. But I don't think we should cancel either or. I think the workshop is as important as that briefing. So either we try and accommodate both on one day, or we try and do a Thursday-Friday operation for that week.
They are both important, but what is it that we need to do on the 19th? Because the 19th, I think, is the... Yes, on the 19th and on the 12th.
Who must get the briefing? Is it not the steering committee? Is it the whole caucus who must get the... No, but how do the people brief the full caucus without passing here to the steering committee? Because it's very wrong. We cannot have people taken to the multi-party without actually having the briefing from ourselves. So for me is that the workshop is for the day of the full caucus, and then the day for the steering committee will then call those people to come and brief us.
Agreed.
Do we understand what she's saying?
Yes.
The briefing is for the steering committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning it's a little number, unlike the workshop, which is for all of us. So meaning the 12th will be a workshop.
And then they can come.
And the 19th remain like that.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Thanks. We're on page 5, then moving to page 6. Oh, it's a continuation of page 6. Members? Sorry, Comrade Rosina. Sure. Honorable members, Minya. Honorable members, I think as a multi-party women's caucus or as the steering committee, I was talking to the secretary to say, as multi-party, I think we need also to identify places where we can visit for a study tour in order to benchmark issues that we identified as multi-party six parliament. So they did a little research. They came up with some other countries. But it needs us also to look into them. And they based their they based the tours on sex work and gender-based violence and femicide. It's up to us as the steering committee to say, no, we don't want to deal with this. Firstly, there is this item that we can look at first. But if we feel that we can look into this one and we feel that even the countries are relevant, we can talk about it. Thanks. Can I repeat myself? I said they've also picked this, but this is not final. As a steering committee, if we feel, that's what I said, if we feel that there is something that we want to look at before this, we can come up with. Is it clear? It's not a must that we need to take this. As a steering committee, we'll agree as to what do you think we need to take it as our priority and look into that. This was just an example, or I wanted us to have something in mind to say there is this thing that we can benchmark with. Thanks.
Noted. I think when you look at South Africa and you look at issues of gender and advancement of the status of women, you realize that we have really lost the gains. And we are at a point where we are thinking that we need to have a process that will actually strengthen institutional mechanism for advancement of gender in South Africa. And when you talk about institutional mechanism for advancement of status of women in South Africa, we will talk about, I can see the workshop has got, that we're talking about earlier, the National Gender Machinery. We are worried that our National Gender Machinery has actually weakened to a point where it has actually then make this to get into government departments in terms of the structures that historically were built within government departments to ensure that issues of gender and advancement of the status of women is actually addressed across departments. So basically for now, I think what we need to do is, even with training, we must identify which area, because you know, we don't have too much time. If we are not careful and we find ourselves all over, or we find ourselves focused on just, I'm not saying sex work is not important, it is important, but we must take something that is representative of all women of South Africa. A sector is important, but we shouldn't find ourselves pushing an agenda that focuses just on the one sector. For now, if we actually strengthen institutional mechanisms for advancement of the status of women, it goes across the board. Whether you talk about young women, black women, white women, women with disabilities, this is what is actually going to manage to actually look at what measures we have put in place as a country to ensure that women, the status of women in South Africa is actually becomes a priority. And I like the issue of gender budgeting and the training, because even that is very important. Maybe we can actually undertake a study to really look at countries, other countries, especially countries we know they have advanced in this area of work, to look at what is it that they are doing in order for them to actually find it easy for them to put up programs that would actually help uplift the status of women. Maybe I hear people talking about Rwanda or something like that. They are saying that Rwanda is really advancing. Let's go look at what Rwanda is doing so that we can come back here with best practice that we can manage to actually sell to our country to say, this is what Rwanda is doing. And it's a pity today Rwanda is ahead of us. There was a time in the history of the whole world where South Africa was the one that was exemplar. At the same time, before we move out, we need to look at where did we go wrong? Why do we find ourselves where we are? Because there should have been some of the things that have happened in a way that has actually put us where we are. Because we can go out to go and look at what other people are doing. Who knows they're doing what we used to do? And then we didn't actually look at where we went wrong. We can come back with our best practice, which is what we know, of course, and still come back to the same situation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Majaki. I think the matter in front of us is clear. It's only to say I propose that the first tour, it can be this one under this focus area. I'm suggesting that this will be the country, or these are the countries that we can check with them whether we can visit them. Because the issue of sex workers, sex work, and gender-based violence and femicide is there in our focus areas. It's one of the focus areas. But if we are saying we want our study tour, maybe this financial year or next financial year, we want to see our study tour happening, but under the theme, advancement of status of women. It's fine. Nothing is wrong so far. Honorable Siminya, then you follow.
Chair, I want to agree with the Honorable Majaki. You know, South African, one of the things that we lost touch of is to make contact with our African countries. Every now and then we want to use land, what, and that's where things go wrong. I suggest that whether you take any other form of focal point, my view is that African must learn from Africa now, because there are a lot of countries that are advanced in Africa because we have lost it at some point and we've been overtaken by those countries. For me, we can learn a lot from Rwanda. I think even Kenya, they've done a lot. And Kenya, with regard to even the issue of the gender-based violence and the sex worker what legislation, they are in advance. So I'm just saying, for me, the bottom line should be, let's focus on Africa and leave these things of international Europe and other things, because that's where you even lose the touch. At least there is a conference of women in America at some point. Those that will go will represent everybody there. Yes, that annual conference there in Europe. So for learning, let's look at our African countries, because one of the problems that we are facing in South Africa is that as we want to develop this country, we are leaving our culture behind. And it's these things that we want to learn on models that's not related to us. My view is that let's become African and start to learn from us, ourselves, with our sisters across the board. And we must accept that we are no longer leaders now. They've overtaken us. They've been learning from us. We have lost it. Let's go back to them and see how did they make it best.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Just with regards to what the speakers before me had said, I also think it's a good idea to go to African countries and benchmark from them. But I think what the researchers need to do is go back and find out which African countries have what models and how we can adapt it to our own models and how we can adapt it to our society. I'm probably biased when I say this, but I do believe that gender-based violence and femicide is the most critical issue in our country right now. And I know that we can't compare issues because issues of economics and issues of violence, you can't compare the two. They're all critically equal. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that we as a society in South Africa know where to even start with dealing with gender-based violence and femicide. So for us, it would be a very good idea to go and benchmark other models. And I was going through your report, Mandy, and the one country that really stood out for me on the models that they have is Spain, because they have a commission against gender violence. So it's something like the Interim Steering Committee of Gender-Based Violence. So we can take that model and directly implement it in those, you know, with our own models that we currently have. I mean, they have a school curriculum that is formal education on gender violence in school. So that's something that I would really like to know. How can we adopt it in our education system, especially looking at the new sex education, and I don't remember what it's called, sex in classes, education, and how we can actually, you know, teach consent within schools, and how does that work? So I agree, but I also have a different view that it's sometimes a good idea to learn from these first world countries that already has gone through the trials and tribulations of finding what models work, and then we can implement it based on our society makeup, because South Africa is very different from any other country. We are one of the most diverse countries in the world, with different cultures, different languages, different, you know, ways of experiencing life, and it would be interesting to see how we can take the African concept and the European concept and how we can merge it and find the best practice for South Africa.
Mama.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I was in a position of supporting Mama for using our own African context.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because last year, Department of Education visited Kenya. And when they are there, they saw that Kenya is far more than us in as far as curriculum is concerned. Now, if we can go there, we are going to bring all those values of being Africa as an African. And we are going to bring all those, because education is going there and they are trying to do something about that. If we are going there as women, we are going to bring the values we lost, I think.
Thank you. Do we still want to engage on this issue?
No, Chair, it's another thing.
Okay.
Finish.
And then we concluded with that one. What is it that you're
looking at?
Because I think we must direct them to say they must look into this. For us not to come back and say, no, this is what we did say.
I think we are agreeing that we need to focus on Africa. Certain sentiments are saying maybe Spain, but it's supposed to come from the researchers also, because what you're actually saying, or Mama is saying, is that look at what African countries have got, so that we can actually manage to benchmark ourselves and look, before you look at international trends, look at the African trends to say, in Africa, this is what is happening. And this is where South Africa is. And then we start looking at where we have gone wrong, because the earlier I said, and maybe this is what the researchers must do, to find out, I'm sure you know the history of gender and advancement of the status of women in South Africa. And you understand that there was a time when we were excelling. We had it all. Even Parliament was listening to us. Political parties, especially my political party, the ANC, was listening to us. That's why when you look at the constitution of the ANC, it actually emphasizes 50-50% representation of men and women. But somehow, we have lost it. We want to know where we have lost it. Because by not looking at where we have lost it, we can go and get all these best models and what have you, come back and try to apply them in a situation that has been influenced by this that we don't know. We want to put our finger on why our struggles as women in South Africa were derailed. Because we have struggles that have been derailed. But to actually manage to redo the whole thing, we must know what happened, what caused the derailment. But the one thing that is important is that we are at the point where we're saying we need to go out and do some best practice table tours. What is coming out is that maybe let's focus on Africa and then get to know first what is happening in Africa. There's a sentiment that says maybe Spain can be the next one so that we can go and look at what Spain is doing. But at the end of the day, I think it's very important. And also, I think, where do we put all of the CSR? Too much, right? Is it all? Where do we put CSW, Commission on the Status of Women, also? Because it's an experience that is good for any form of structure that is actually involved with issues of advancement of the status of women. Because it's at this platform where women across the world come together to actually make an audit of progress that has been made across the world. So ourselves in South Africa, in actual fact, there was supposed to be a report that has come to this forum, which is a country report that's supposed to be taken to CSW, so that we actually give it our blessings ourselves. Yes. So basically, I was actually just saying, even structures like CSW is very important for us to actually understand that structure. And when we think about tools and things, sometimes see whether it's possible from amongst ourselves to take somebody to join the government delegation, because you can only go there as part of the government delegation.
Okay, Chair. No, I was going to say we can do study tour in Rwanda. Rwanda, it will be two things, women in politics as well as gender responsive budgeting. Then Kenya for sanitary dignity and the NGM.
We agree with that.
No, wait.
No. I think that
Please be brief.
Chair, let them go and do the research. We're giving them the mandate, and then through you finalize, Chair.
Okay.
It doesn't have to come back to us.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Go back and look at, and yes, yes.
Yeah, Chairperson, let's not rush the process. I understand the need for us to go to Africa, because I think the core reasons of our struggles will be more the same than what we will find in other countries in Europe. But I don't think we should rush it. Let's rather look at the disadvantages of each country and what we can learn from them, and then tie it to what we feel is our immediate responsibilities and our immediate concerns, and then we can discuss it further.
No, Chair. I want to giving you the mandate to say that given our view, go and work with the staff and tighten up and finalize it. Because the debate will never. Sometimes when we discuss these things of touring, of the interest is touring, not to do the work. I'm saying we've put our views, all of us. Let's work on them. And come to us and say, this is how you have decided.
Thank you, Ver.
Yeah, but I hear the Honourable Semenya, but I would have a problem with the issue of going to go and look at women in politics, because the African National Congress already has got a 50-50 proposal. So, yeah, I see many women. We are many women in Parliament. I would rather want to learn about specific issues where we're failing, like GBV. But that's a discussion for another time. We don't have time now.
Thank you very much. The meeting adjourned.